New music. 444. The 90s.
Thank you.
And welcome, once again, to Madness Aboard the Corsair. This is Steve Williams on your PCRL radio, the People Community Radio Link, broadcasting on 103.5. We're going to take you through until 2 o'clock this afternoon with a slice of jazz music. And we've got some rather unusual styles for you today. As we keep saying each week, we're trying to go deeper into the fields of jazz and all its orientated beats. That, to start the program, was from a band that's getting quite a big acclaim during last year, perhaps for many years now. Afroblock have been trying to get some music out onto the street. That is the first track that's actually been pressed up. It's called The Call and is featured on a brand new album called Planet London. What it is, basically, it's a album consisting of 5 tracks from bands that have never before put material out on vinyl, although have been around for some time now. There's a couple of soul tracks on there, a couple of jazz-orientated tracks similar to the Afro Block, and there's also some rather strange indie music which we won't talk about. You've got tracks from Paul Curran, from Shankias, Afro Block, Taxi Pata Pata, Apple Mountain, Essen, Byron Wallen Sound Advice, yes, the one I've been talking about. We're going to play that one for you a little bit later on. The album is called Planet London and should be out sometime at the end of this month. It's October, if you didn't know. October the 3rd, 1993. I'm Steve Williams. And if you wish to give me a call, for whatever reason, the number to jot down for today is 0836 378 510. Many thanks for joining me this afternoon. We're going to take you through until 2 o'clock this afternoon, until Lady Cherry turns up with the Reggae Magic Show. And I'd like to say also many thanks going out to Just In Case for this morning's Lovers Rock Showcase. Today's program, we've got number 9 in a classic collector's groove. Look out for that a little later. We've once more brought you along a serious track by way of Dropping Flavour. Catch that within the last half an hour of today's program. We have a track from the brand new re-released Big John Patton album, one of a series that EMI have re-released. But the thing I would like to point out now, we've got 4 tracks from the brand new Is It album, all to come between now and then. We'll be right back. called Bahia Black. Introduced them to you last week. Played Follow Me. That track was called The Seven Powers, featuring Wayne Shorter on soprano saxophone, Herbie Hancock on piano, Bernie Worrell of the P-Funk fame on Hammond B3 organ, and many, many others. That was from the album Ritual Beating System. I said to you last week, a friend of mine from London sent me up two tracks, didn't give me too much information on that one. Another friend of mine happened to have the album, so there we have it. Copied it off. I know I shouldn't do it, but I did. And it turns out that I do know the album from the Jasmine days, because our Zupa Inglés played it to me at one of the Jasmine's Nomads nights. So there's a little bit of a history behind that one, although I'd forgotten it at the time. This is brand new from Cassandra Wilson from her new album, Blue Light Till Dawn. Just to remind you, issue 7 of the Birmingham Vibe magazine is now out. If you want a copy today, and you can't wait until tomorrow when the normal shops open, get yourselves down to Success Caribbean Takeaway on Dudley Road. There's a couple of copies in there if you'd like to pick one up today. This is Steve Williams. You're aboard the Corsair, jazz and so much more. Good afternoon, Birmingham. Till Dawn, released through EMI. Not sure when it's going to be released. That was the track called, obviously, Children of the Night. Here's something that is very difficult to pick up. It comes from a group called Deaf. You'll be able to find out why it's so difficult to pick up. This track's called Justic Vibes. Still looking for your phone calls? Still need one? It's about time you did. 0836 378 510.
Pull the plug. The ocean of dreams getting lower by the day. At the water with a splash, and then sunk without a trace. To find a place to rest until a multinational monster jug a boat, an elephant's tusk.
He smiled to himself
and sailed into the dusk. And the horizon, could it be a boat? Nah, surely an illusion. Wait a minute.
This song, oh yeah.
Dice, little John lips around.
Hey, that's nice.
Word. Was a bowl of seaweed, a glass of brine, and we'll stay afloat, sit in our boat and watch the.
Went the way of the sponge, but we were still going down. Little fingers had to dive, I saw it in his face. He didn't like going out of his mind. He despised the thought that we could manage alone. He just never understood that we would let.
Although, is it? The people that brought you Don't Give Up Now last year. Is not in the vibe. Nice stuff from France. Well, there's a lot of influx from. So big eye to all the crew that went down there. Next Friday on the 8th, you've got Alfonso Richardson from Leicester, from Funkin' Brilliant, and also Fathead. Check that out this coming Saturday for the last couple of months to get some stuff out. Arsenal Road, Wolverhampton, just off the Ring Road, every Friday night. Also, if you're in the Wolverhampton... Birmingham. Looks like. It's commenced from the 20th of October. Brand new night down here at the steering wheel every week. Here's track 2 from the Planet London compilation album. Only going to play 2 for you. Just had a phone call from Mickey. Here's Byron Wallen. Sound advice.
Thank you.
Sound Advice, a compilation album called Planet London. And that should be launched around about the 30th of October. So expect that in your shops the first week of November. Had to think about it then. Planning on going down to the launch of that album, so I may not... Well, some of us have got to have a break sometime, surely. Ultimate Sunday night experience happens at Ronnie Scott's Bump and Hustle. Bruce dropping flavour, as he always does on a Sunday. Packed out, believe me. On stage tonight, you've got the Cave Men. Lance dropping funky fusion. 6 minutes to one. How you doing? Yeah?
Da 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 I've reached my home, I can.
Album and that wonderful little smooth tune was called still on today, though, if you want to get yourselves in from 1978, Capitol Records. Right, time now for this week's, and it's probably one of the very, very few albums that I've got, Rare Series. You would have probably thought that was the track off the album, but I think David Hubbard on flute, soprano sax and tenor sax, Lawrence Killian on congas, acoustic guitar. It comes from New York City, 1970, Mardi Gras. Groove number 9. Africa's people poet Mzweki Mbuli. He sails down to there. You can catch the number 50 bus from town. It's situated outside of. By the way, also at the Moseley Dance Centre. Long time to wait. Yeah. With Big John Patton. Down at the Birmingham Town Hall all day today. You've got Latin Front. So get yourselves down to the Town Hall today. It's going to be serious. Going to be doing a little bit of a speech. And on the night, you'll have you, Masa Kayla, Aswad. Otis Finch on drums and Bobby Hutcherson on the vibes, who you heard before the commercial break, some Mandela. So as scheduled, the from 4:30 through till tonight, Latin music is one step ahead. Big John Patton from the album Let 'Em Roll, Blue Note 39. Both CD and vinyl cost the same amount. compiling some of the rarest jazz money can buy. And the title track behind Conrad's The Garden. Music of Scandinavia, Melvin Price, and behind In the Summertime, when the outdoor cafes are open and people take time off to stroll and place roller. Silly me. 1974, the original from Melvin. And I said that was just one of two. So you just try and get a copy of this reissue. Pubs in London town. I've been listening to this all night last night as a Galente and a track called Te Caliente. I wouldn't like to hazard a guess on serious grooves. That. A track from a group called Atlas, Doug Richardson's Salsa Mama, and that Patsy Gallant. What a tune. And it features Stanley Clark, Jack DeJohnette, Freddie Hubbard, Bobby Hutcherson again. That's third thing, and comes from 1979. This one's for Kate Green and Graham. Flavor number four. Is it album? So you'll just have to wait until next week. And if you want something jazzy to listen to a little bit later on at 7 p.m.
Mr. Urquhart presents at the Porsche.